Welcome to Success Beneath the Surface, hosted by Deborah Fell, Managing Partner at Chief Outsiders. Deborah provides insights specifically for CEOs from growth-oriented companies.
I recently hosted Kyle Bucket, and among his many accomplishments, he's a retired member of an elite team, U.S. Navy SEALs. This is a community of leadership at every level, where team members lean on each other to achieve crucial missions. A place where life and death become a day in the life, and high stakes become table stakes, where impossible becomes possible. Whether it's a battalion or in my own experience a business, elite operations with superior outcomes are the result of great people working together with laser focus on a clear mission. And it seems to me that the key role of the CEO is to define the mission, build a team, not a team of heroes, but of leaders who understand the stakes and will then lean into and on each other to achieve impossible outcomes.
Everyone always thinks of the Navy SEALs as running and gunning and blowing stuff up.
Yes.
And chasing bad guys, which we do that. We do it, and we do it extremely well. But we also run the enterprise. And what I mean by that is, you know, we're running the global supply chain, the logistics, the infrastructure development, the safety protocols, training protocols, executing training, and on and on and on. I mean, infrastructure development projects. I was actually an instrumental executive in a very large military construction project that exceeded $1.6 billion. And so, you know, we do a lot outside of, you know, what you might see on TV or in the movies, right? I realized that I could use that experience to help, you know, create a better world.
Yes. And, you know, there's maybe not, at least in the exposure that I have on a database basis, is pretty much the news, you know, vis-a-vis the wars and the activities that are going on out there. There's not a lot of talk about leadership in that environment or theater, you know, as I hear them describe. But as you're talking about this, it dawns on me that that's where leadership is a matter of life and death. Right. Leadership and strategy, and these are things where those skills are present to some extent likely already, but are truly honed in a way that would benefit us all to learn about and to hear your experience and how you have begun to think about leadership, which is where I think you were going before I had jumped in to talk about war and violence.
It's interesting, right? Because I come from a community where we view leadership at every level. We lean on each other at every single level, and we get to witness this amoeba of leadership at every single level. And what I mean by that is, even though we are the military, even though we are the elite form of the military, we do have different levels of leadership at the same rank. Let me break that down for you for a little bit. Meaning, if you know you have a captain and another captain, well, they're both the same rank, but one's in charge, right? You have a commander and a commander, both same rank, but, you know, one's in charge. Or sometimes what we see in special forces is you'll have what we call positional authority, meaning Deborah is a lower rank than Kyle, but Deborah's in charge. That actually will happen from time to time. And so I realized, you know, great people working together really makes elite teams. And when you have elite teams, you have organizations that become elite. And these organizations, when they're working at an elite level and they're striving for excellence in their missions, the world is a much better place. And so that's kind of how we landed on, you know, writing our book. Chris and I became friends, and I'm jumping ahead, but I'll come back to where I'm going with this. Chris and I became friends, and it was wonderful to hear of his experiences at Dave Ramsey organization and kind of contrast those with my experiences in elite warfighting and what we can learn from both. And then actually, it's kind of funny, Deborah, you know, my wife owns a hair salon. Actually, she owns several hair salons.
Oh, wow.
And she's actually developing her own beauty line as well. So you have this complete triangle of completely different ends of the spectrum, where we can learn different styles of leadership, of communication between all of those. Because working with, this is, might sound stereotype, but, you know, working with, for my wife, you know, in her world, working with very B Bravo type individuals, as opposed to like my world, which is very alpha male, extreme opposites end of the spectrum. You can learn a lot from both sides. So
yeah, another form of diversity. Absolutely.
That's right. That's right.
And, learning from one another. So you were saying that, you know, after you and your wife had your children, you began to dream about or want to take action to create a better world. Say more about that.
Well, for me, I started realizing that, I'm going to sound like a salesman here for a second, but just bear with me. I started realizing that 85% of America hates their job and hates their boss. And it all kind of dawned on me back in 2017. I had a very unique experience. In 2017, I got to do an executive trip, an executive tour with a bunch of my buddies from the SEAL teams, where we went up to Silicon Valley. And over the course of 3 or 4 days, we got to visit Oracle, Facebook, Dropbox, Instagram, Airbnb, several other smaller startups, and then several others, you know, right around the Valley and Sand Hill Road, et cetera, et cetera. And over the matter of 2 to 3 days, because we would go into one organization and we'd spend 3 hours there.
Yeah.
And then we'd go spend 3 hours at Oracle and then drive across town and spend 3 hours at Facebook. Fun side note, I'll never forget walking into Facebook and I was like, man, I feel old. Everyone here is so young. Everyone's so young. I'll never forget 3 hours at one, 3 hours in another, 3 hours at a third place. And in an instant, and very quickly, you got to feel the differences of the culture, the differences of the organizations. It was like a wall that would hit you, like a scent, if you will, that would just smack you in the face when you walked into these organizations and you could feel the difference. And I became very attuned to it because I had been attuned to it for the last, up to this point, almost a decade now. And we'll get to that in a moment.
Oh, wow.
But I was like, wow, this is really fascinating, getting to feel the difference in a place that is so historically cliche, if you will, of an organization. You know, there's that saying where an engineer will spend 2 to 3 years in Google, then they'll go 2 to 3 years to Facebook, then they'll go 2 to 3 years at Oracle, then 2 to 3 years at Dropbox, and then they'll just repeat the cycle, right? So you would think that a lot of these organizations would feel the same.
Yes.
But they don't. You couldn't be further from the truth. They're completely different. It really stuck with me on, wow, we can use our experiences to help drive, you know, lasting change, effective change in these organizations.
Please be sure to listen to Kyle's full podcast episode, number 57.
Be sure to subscribe in all your favorite podcast apps. Just look for Success Beneath the Surface. Chief Outsiders, part-time growth executives with full-time results.